I want to encourage the believer to enjoy this less than 5-minute message. And I want to talk to you directly about transgression, sin, and iniquity as I talked about it yesterday. As you grow as a child of God, you need to come out of Western Christianity. And what that really means is come out of the narrow-minded thinking you have and really get to know the God you serve. Iniquity means lawlessness. Iniquity means lawlessness. Sin is the breaking of a law. Transgression is being disrespectful. Everything starts and ends with respect. Nobody wants to be in a relationship with you on any level. Partnerships, friendships, relationships. Nobody wants to be in a relationship with you if you're disrespectful. If you don't know your boundaries. You see, sometimes in a relationship, you can transgress and not know that the transgression is worse than you actually going out committing a sin towards the relationship. Let me give you a perfect example. You may not have cheated on her, but you're so disrespectful to her that that's worse than actually going out cheating on her or committing a sin. Lawlessness, it just simply means that, you know what? There is no character and integrity about you at whatsoever. You're just a very wicked human being. Now, I'm tying this to relationships because at the end of the day, there's this false narrative that's going around the world of people who are broken. I've been able to add it up. People who are in need to be in a relationship the most are the ones with the most mental and psychological problems. There is a peace in being by yourself that you cannot buy. There is a peace that we all deserve to experience. At the end of the day, you need to get to know yourself. But I want to leave you with this, because I promise to keep it 4 minutes or less, and we're at the 2-minute and 48-second mark. Watch how you talk to people who you want in your life. Number two, be quick to ask for forgiveness and live that forgiveness. If you know you were wrong, your conscience bothers you, tell the person you're in a friendship, partnership, or relationship with, I was wrong, I'm sorry, now I'm going to live in that and ask for that forgiveness. I'm going to remember and hold myself to a higher code to not do that again. A lot of your misery is because of the inability to change, to fit the situation so that love can flourish in your life. Oh, I forgot to tell you, this whole podcast was about how you can experience more love in your life today. Life Coach.